The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately? Well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold on the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Between a screech and a whistle. What in the world is this?
That's Mr. Randolph White. He's the person the internet didn't know it needed. And he's describing the F-35 that crashed behind his house this past week. This week on The Lowdown, we're talking about the F-35B crash. We're talking about China's defense minister that went missing. The Air Force missed its recruiting goal targets for the first time in 25 years, as well as a few other things. This week on The Lowdown with the Afterburn Podcast.
Samlock, stroke 8, nose 5, low.
Switch, negative contact on your...
Break right! Hey.
Welcome to The Lowdown. This is a new segment we launched just recently along with our newsletter. You can check that out down the link below, but we talk everything aviation, defense, and geopolitics. Let's jump right into it to the F-35B crash. If you've been living under a rock, there was an F-35 that crashed this past week. The pilot's safe, which is fortunate and the best part of all this, but he ejected. The weird part is the jet kept flying and they couldn't find it for over a day. Now, let me talk about how is it possible that the military lost an F-35 fighter jet? Well, it has happened before when planes eject, they typically keep flying, depending on the situation, what it's in. The night before my first F-16 flight, in fact, we had an F-16 that ejected at Luke Air Force Base. The pilot safely ejected, the jet continued to fly. It flew for about 15 nautical miles. It actually flew out west of the base for 5 or 6 miles, did a 180-degree turn, and came back, flew directly over them, now they were safely on the ground, and crashed just beyond the point they touched down. So, if the jet is trimmed up, if the autopilot's engaged,
These jets will continue to fly until, one, they run out of airspeed, which could be out of fuel, or the throttle is back and it can no longer hold that altitude, et cetera, or it hits the side of a mountain. So it sounds like this jet was either trimmed up, which the F-16 and the F-35, when you let go of the controls, it holds the attitude that it was currently or last left at. Or if the autopilot's engaged, it's going to hold that, again, until it has a fuel starvation or airspeed decays because the throttle is back. Now, all of this is assumptions. Everyone who is talking about this is all based on assumptions. The Marine Corps is doing an investigation, and the results of that investigation won't be made public for quite some time. Typically, it takes at least 6 to 9 months before the accident investigation comes out. And even then, depending on national security, a lot of that might be redacted or it might be minimal. So we'll see when the report actually comes out, what actually happened. So all this is speculation. Anyone who's saying anything on the internet is speculation. But the F-35 is stealth. It means it's hard to see by radar, but you probably already knew that. There are ways to augment the jet where it can be more visible to air traffic control. The other thing, you get a squawk code when you're flying around the world or in the national airspace. This is typically a 4-digit code that aircraft type into their system, and it beams that code out to air traffic control so they can see the information that jet's providing. They can see where it's at. When you're flying fighters, you're typically flying in formation. In formation, only the flight leader and maybe an element leader are holding the squawk. Now, there are some circumstances where wingmen are squawking unique codes, et cetera, but typically it's only one or two jets in that formation that are holding the squawk. So in this case, it might be fair to assume that either his transponder wasn't working or he didn't have an assigned unique transponder code and his flight lead or element mate was holding the squawk of that formation. And ATC knows that if that formation is a standard formation, which is a contract between the military and the FAA, that they are going to be within 1 nautical mile and co-altitude with one another. So air traffic control clears that airspace out. So these are some of the reasons why it would be difficult for the military to find its missing F-35. All right, jumping to something else that's missing, and that's China's defense minister.
Want to make a podcast? Let me tell you about Spotify's program for podcasters, and it's called Spotify for Podcasters. I've been using it for over a year now. Couldn't be happier from the switch. You can record wherever you create podcasts, whether it be your phone, computer, and it's easy to upload it and distribute it to everywhere podcasts are heard. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Best of all, Spotify for Podcasters is completely free. So launch your podcast today. Get started with Spotify for Podcasters. Go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
China's Defense Minister Li Shangfu, and I am probably butchering that name, he went missing. This marks an additional instance of a high-ranking Chinese party member or Chinese leader that has departed, been removed, gone on a re-education tour, et cetera, in the last few months. In July, their foreign minister, he was removed, as well as China's rocket leader force. That's the leader of their nuclear forces. He was replaced. Their defense minister, Li Shangfu, he'd been in the role for about 6 months, and he was under investigation for corruption charges when it came to procurement of military equipment. So no telling where this guy is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is not where you want to be in life. We talked about this last week in the lowdown, as well as the newsletter. China skipped the G20 summit, or rather they didn't skip it. They sent an underling. They didn't send Xi Jinping. Some analysts
hypothesize that this is Xi, who is becoming more and more isolated at the top and not trusting his inner cabinet or his inner circle, and becoming, again, more and more isolated, only trusting himself to make these decisions as key figures inside the Chinese Communist Party, as well as his leadership and inner circle, are trusted less and less. Those are some intelligence assessment out there on the open market. So that's two things missing this week. Jumping to the Air Force missed its recruiting target for this year, the first time since 1999. So over 25 years, not a great thing. And this is the enlisted recruiting target. That's all three components of the Air Force: the Guard, the Reserve, and active duty. Active duty missed by 10% and the Guard and Reserve missed by 30%. Now, there's still time left in the fiscal year, which is about a week and a half left. It's probably tough to make up those gains. And so a couple reasons why I think the Air Force continues to struggle when it comes to recruiting, the DOD struggles. And this is something that generals have been talking about for quite some time. Out of the demographic of 17 to 24 year olds, only 25% of Americans are qualified to even serve. And this is a result of obesity, mental health, felonies, or a combination of the above. So right out the gate, it goes 75% of Americans in that 17 to 24 year age group are ineligible to serve, which is a huge pool. 75% gone right off the top. Now recruiters are after that 25%. Out of that 25%, only 9%, or approximately 9% of Americans, have a propensity to serve, meaning they have a desire to go out there and serve their nation. And in that 9%, you're obviously competing with people who are trying to go to the military academies. They're going to colleges to pursue other professions. Maybe they're going to the fire service, etc. So that 9% is a very competitive bunch when it comes to recruiters trying to get people to sign on the dotted line. Now recruiters have to use their tools. Military has to use their propaganda or media campaigns to try and convince that other portion of the 25%, the other 15% or so, to go out and join and serve. But things like free college education, all of those benefits are now readily available in the civilian marketplace. So again, it becomes tougher and tougher. Tack on 20 years of combat, movies and stories, and you know, the tales of people who are coming back with missing limbs, post-traumatic stress, etc. That becomes a big hindrance to recruiters getting people to want to join and serve. In fact, many surveys have said a fear of death, injury, or coming back with post-traumatic stress make youth avoid pursuing a military career. One thing that I don't think the military has had to really deal with yet is the 20-year pension. Most people from my demographic and age demographic and our parents, they saw the military as, hey, go do your 20 years and you get a pension. It's a nice, stable platform. You'll get some benefits as far as education, training, etc. But now that has all changed with the retirement system changes inside the military and the blended retirement system. There are pros and cons to both of it, but that has always been a carrot that's been dangling out front, specifically people who have long military commitments. For instance, pilots. I basically had to serve 13 years on active duty. And so to go the other 7 to get to 20, that's a big carrot that's been hanging out there that the military has had as an advantage up until this point. So a lot of changes there. We won't dive into the blended retirement system because honestly, to me, I still don't know all that much about it. And it's been around for a few years, so I'll admit that. Hey, this week, Lockheed announced they're in the final stages of the ink drying on the paper. There are still a few I's to dot and T's to cross, but standing up the European F-16 training school in Romania. Now, we did talk about this in the podcast, as well as some other lowdowns with Ukraine getting F-16s. One piece of this is the F-16 training unit in Romania. So Romania is getting more F-16s. It looks like one of the objectives here is to actually stand up a schoolhouse that multiple nations can come to get F-16 training for both pilots and maintainers. Now, the Air Force in the United States has hosted a lot of foreign nations and still does to this day. And we talk F-16 specifically down in Tucson, Arizona. The Dutch have had a schoolhouse there, the Belgians, many other nations, which I'm probably butchering and forgetting there. Now, as our Air Force transitions to the F-35, if we look long-term, it only makes sense to stand up a schoolhouse as the F-16 continues to roll off the assembly line in Greenville, South Carolina, stand up a schoolhouse in Europe where it's more centrally located or more available. As more European nations start flying, they can consolidate their resources and have a central location to train all their F-16 pilots, as well as other F-16 pilots from across other foreign nations that buy the F-16. Here's a fun fact. The F-16 has been produced over 4,100 models since it has rolled off the assembly line. There's still over 3,000 of them still flying today. Lockheed opened up the Greenville plant last year. They transitioned the F-16 plant from Fort Worth in Texas to Greenville, South Carolina, and now they're producing Block 70 and Block 72 F-16s, many of which are going to our European partners over there. It's an impressive jet. Hey, that wraps up the lowdown for this week. Go to afterburnpodcast.com. Go to the contact section. You can send me an email. Send me a note. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover, I'd love to hear that. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can drop a comment down below. But again, any feedback, I do appreciate. And I appreciate you joining in and listening to this. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter and stay up to date with everything that's going on. And I'll see you next time.
The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns, Gear, and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately, well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold on the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the Hurt Locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.